light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. A Marriage at Sea is a riveting work of narrative nonfiction in which Sophie Elmhurst resurrects a little-known maritime saga and turns it into a profound study of devotion and risk. Through elegant prose and meticulous reporting, she follows a couple whose shared longing for escape and reinvention draws them far beyond the safety of the shoreline. Their voyage becomes a crucible that tests love, ambition, and endurance, challenging the stories people tell themselves when passion takes the helm. Elmhurst blends the immediacy of an adventure tale with the depth of a social history, charting the pressures of class, gender, and technology that shape every decision at sea. What begins as a romantic gamble soon tilts toward obsession and catastrophe, and the wreck that follows forces a reckoning with truth and myth. This is both a gripping survival narrative and a clear-eyed meditation on why people chase horizons they can barely see. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, love is a voyage into risk. Elmhurst anchors the story in the magnetic pull between two people who choose the sea as the ultimate stage for their union. She traces how early courtship promises of freedom and reinvention become a shared project, turning romance into a blueprint for voyage. The couple frames the journey as proof of devotion and compatibility, and their planning reflects both tenderness and naivete. They learn rigging, plot routes, and gather supplies, yet the sea exposes limits that affection alone cannot mend. The author shows how love can legitimize daring choices and soothe anxieties that would otherwise halt a plan, transforming uncertainty into a narrative of destiny. She invites readers to examine how intimacy can amplify both courage and blind spots, and how the language of "we will manage" can mask real constraints. By the time the keel slices into open water, the marriage is already negotiating risk, expectation, and the subtle bargains that bind any partnership facing the unknown. Secondly, the engine of obsession, in Elmhurst's telling, is not a single thunderclap, but a steady weather system building on the horizon. One partner becomes increasingly fixed on proving a theory of self-reliance and mastery at sea, while the other oscillates between trust, doubt, and the need to keep the relationship intact. Preparations turn into rituals. Warnings from captains, charts, and storms are reframed as tests to be passed. The author details how confirmation bias, sunk cost thinking, and the romance of maritime lore conspire to muffle caution. Elmhurst situates this obsession within a wider cultural context that celebrates daring individuals, showing how applause from readers and newspapers can stiffen resolve at exactly the wrong moment. The result is a portrait of obsession that is neither caricature nor diagnosis, but a human pattern in which desire outruns evidence by small increments. By mapping these increments, the book explains how good intentions become hazardous and how the will to continue can harden into a perilous creed. Thirdly, shipwreck and survival. When fate turns, the book shifts into a taut account of seamanship and survival. Elmhurst reconstructs the lead-up to the wreck with a reporter's eye for detail. Weather windows, sail plans, gear failures, and the cascading effect of minor misjudgments. She charts how fear compresses time, how noise, darkness, and cold complicate even routine tasks, and how the body begins to ration energy while the mind negotiates denial and dread. The wreck itself is not simply an event, but a sequence, with each choice altering the next minute of life. After impact, triage becomes a litany of trade-offs: water versus weight, flares versus patience, signaling versus conserving strength. Elmhurst draws on maritime archives and survival psychology to show how people sustain hope, manage conflict, and invent procedures under extreme stress. The section is viscerally engaging yet never sensational. It honors the skill and luck required to stay alive and the sobering truth that nature sets the terms. Fourthly, marriage, power, and gender at sea. The ocean is also a mirror, and Elmhurst uses it to reflect the gendered scripts that shaped lives on land. Aboard a small vessel, hierarchy can blur, yet habits from society reassert themselves when decisions must be made quickly. The book shows how authority, care work, and expertise are negotiated moment by moment, and how emotional labor keeps the voyage stitched together even as conditions fray. Elmhurst gives particular attention to the ways fear and fatigue redistribute power, sometimes opening space for agency, other times closing it. She contrasts the couple's private dynamics with public expectations of masculine heroism and feminine endurance, revealing how press coverage and family judgments adopted familiar tropes. The result is a nuanced inquiry into who gets to be called brave, who is allowed to doubt, and how survival stories are edited for palatability. By placing marriage at the center of a maritime drama, the book widens the lens on both partnership and peril. Lastly, History Recovered and Retold. Elmhurst's method is a major subject in itself. She mines ship registries, weather logs, letters, diaries, court records, and newspapers to rebuild the voyage with fidelity and restraint. The narrative shows how archives are partial and contested, and how every recovered document expands and complicates the picture. Rather than force neat arcs, she allows ambiguity to stand where the record thins, inviting readers to weigh testimony, motive, and memory. The craft is as much about choosing what not to assert as it is about stitching facts into a compelling sequence. Along the way, she connects the past to present debates about adventure culture, risk communication, and the modern appetite for extreme narratives. The result is a story that feels both intimate and panoramic, respectful of evidence and alive with atmosphere. In demonstrating how careful storytelling can rescue lives from footnotes, the book makes a case for history as an ethical act as well as an aesthetic one. In conclusion, A Marriage at Sea will resonate with readers who love narrative nonfiction, maritime history, relationship studies, and finely observed cultural reporting. It is ideal for book clubs and for anyone who has ever wondered how passion, pride, and hope can steer people into dangerous waters. Elmhurst pairs urgent storytelling with rigorous research, offering both suspense and insight. The book can benefit your life by sharpening judgment about risk, clarifying how couples make decisions under pressure, and enriching empathy for those whose choices go awry. It also provides practical wisdom about leadership, communication, and resilience when conditions deteriorate. Choose this book over more sensational shipwreck tales because it refuses easy heroics and delivers a richer truth. Elmhurst balances pace with depth, integrates new archival work, and writes with care for all involved. The result is not only an unforgettable sea story, but also a lasting guide to love, obsession, and the costs of the stories we choose to follow. If you would like to support Sophie Elmhurst, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Ninar Tree, better life begins in a book.